For the first time in the United States, a technology traditionally used on humans is testing possible widespread threats to food security. The technology is filter paper, and it's used to collect blood samples. Throughout the Bering Strait region, the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium is distributing the paper to subsistence hunters to collect blood specimens from subsistence mammals. James Berner with ANTHC is leading the project, which is funded by a $1 million grant from the Environmental Protection Agency.
We'll put kits together in a small plastic bag. The kit has an envelope to mail the dried filter paper sample in and a form for the hunter to fill out that says what the animal is and the sex and where it was collected and the date.
The samples will test for metal contaminants like mercury, human-made contaminants like PCB, and antibodies to pathogens an animal has previously been exposed to. The researchers theorize contaminants and pathogens are escalating in the Arctic as climate change alters wind and ocean currents. If these substances are increasing, they could accumulate in the bodies of subsistence mammals, threatening food security for communities throughout Western Alaska.
Right now, we don't know the magnitude and the actors in the food security threats. We only know what they might be and what we've found in a few animals over the years. And the way to deal with this is to be able to test the herds that you harvest from and find out what the prevalence of any given risk is.
Filter paper is more convenient for hunters than traditional methods of sampling, such as syringes and vials. Berner says the kits can be carried in a coat pocket, they don't have to be kept frozen, and they're easy to mail. Richard Kuzguk is with the Shishmaref Environmental Program and underwent training with ANTHC on how to use the kits this summer. Kuzguk says he will be part of a team distributing the kits to hunters in Shishmaref. He says recent instances, like the 2011 unusual mortality event, which saw dozens of seals in the Bering Sea region fall ill and some to die from a still unknown illness, is motivating hunters to participate.
We depend on bearded seal for a good portion of our diet year-round. That area and concern with the health and safety with our subsistence food is a real high priority.
Kuzguk expects 70% of the community's hunters to take part in the sampling effort. The project is slated to run 3 years.